And now, time for this week's edition of Ranching Issues. Here's Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ranching Issues. Our guest this week is Montreal County Ag Agent Jim Hennessy. And Jim, boy, we've had a heck of a cold snap, especially when that wind kicks in. It can be a real battle for livestock and ranchers. Any suggestions?
Well, one of the things I always look at is the older I get, the more I hate the cold weather, and I can about imagine what cattle go through. As we move into these cold temps, some of the things we want to keep in mind as far as cows, bulls, calves, is making sure they're properly bedded. Especially for calves, it's most critical on newborns. Need to get them in where it's dry, also get them warmed up, and then make sure as soon as possible get some colostrum into them, and then keep them sheltered, prevent frostbite. As far as cows, we want to keep the bedding underneath them so they can maintain body temperature and also keep their udders clean and dry. And then as far as bulls, we want to make sure they don't get frostbite as far as their testicles, which can affect semen quality when it comes time to test bulls in the spring.
All right, good stuff. And hey, we'll have more on these cold temps when we come back.
The Berenson Bullinger Red Angus production sale is Wednesday, February 19th at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time at the ranch near Powers Lake, selling 90 powerful yearling bulls and 25 fancy yearling heifers. Bulls are fed free till April 1st, delivered free within 500 miles, and fully guaranteed. Online bidding will also be available through dvauction.com. That's the Berenson Bullinger Red Angus production sale, Wednesday, February 19th, 1 p.m. near Powers Lake. View the catalog at bbredangus.com.
It's easy to put off saving for retirement, but it can be even easier than you think to start. And once you do, you can feel more confident about your future. As a financial professional of Thrivent, let me help you define your financial goals and take realistic steps to help you reach them. It comes down to making choices about your money that match your values, because even small steps can get you where you want to go. Contact me, financial associate Andy Laris, at 701-509-5794.
Talking cold temperatures today on Ranching Issues with Jim Hennessy. And Jim, I know bedding is important. Tell us more on that.
Well, the bedding gives an insulation barrier, and most of the time we use like a real good straw, whether it be oat straw or wheat straw. But that bedding can give an insulation barrier, and most of the time your ground's at a negative 20 degrees, and you're looking at a cow at about 101 as far as core temp. And when you start dropping that core temp, that's when you see cows start going backwards, losing body condition. And it's important that we make sure we have that barrier between them. If we don't have that barrier, they can lose a lot of weight in a quick fashion, and then you got to supplement feed to get them back in condition.
All right, good stuff as always, Jim. Thanks for that. That brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ranching Issues, brought to you in part by the Berenson Red Angus production sale, by Andy and Teal Laris, your Thrivent advisors in Minot, and by Bremer Bank. Contact Bremer for all of your ag banking needs.